Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to Window Seat, recorded live from the Line Hotel. My name is Morgan, Washington, D.C. Broadcast on Full Service Radio and presented by Amyla, the Adams Morgan Youth Leadership Academy. Today, we are lucky enough. I'm very excited about this guest, and I'm going to tell you why, so you're going to have to hear me out. Let me back up, because I'm rushing. I'm Christopher Price.
Yes.
I have with me, as always, Mr. Francis.
What's up, everybody?
And we have Jack with us in the back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now let me get back to why I'm excited. Me and Mr. Francis are essentially old as high schoolers when it comes to being on a microphone.
Yeah, when we're freshmen.
We're actually old, but we are definitely freshmen when it comes to being on the radio.
Nervous freshmen.
We've had our experiences. We butt heads from time to time.
All the time.
But we have fun. We definitely enjoy doing this. Yeah. So, Jack, that's a credit to you because Jack is super patient with us.
Yeah.
And today we have a Western Conference. I have to say Western Conference because it's not the East, so it's harder to be an All-Star in the Western Conference. A Western Conference NBA All-Star at this.
At this radio thing.
At this radio thing. Okay.
You got to be so clear because.
Yeah. No. I don't care about the confusion.
Okay.
You can think whatever you want to think. And I'm excited about what I can take from this show.
What we can learn. Yeah.
So.
Wait. Oh. I like to give. I've been listening. I've been hearing this voice for a very long time. I think she was an intern, and I would hear this voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't talk, because everybody will be able to hear your voice. Let me do my intro first. You got a very unique voice.
You're a bully.
And I would hear your voice creep on the air every once in a while. And I'd be like, who's that? So she's a DC. I'm going to call her a DC legend at this point. She's been around for a long time. She grew up here from the DMV. Stayed here. She went to school here. She supports the community. She got us home for a long time every evening. She's getting us to work now in the morning. Mm. She runs a nonprofit.
It's a lot.
To educate, to encourage, to inspire, inform young people to go to college. She was recently...
Source.
Yeah. You were picked, chosen.
Top 30
radio personalities 2019.
Duncan from the free throw line.
Yeah. She used to, I don't know, I listen often and I don't hear her refer to herself as this anymore, as your royal hypeness.
Royal hypeness.
Yeah, but I'm gonna call her the first lady of DC radio.
Oh man.
And the longest intro we've ever done on Windows.
That was a good intro.
I like that. First lady of DC radio. I don't think that could be disputed. Angie Ange.
Hey, that was good. Come on, give me a round of applause now. Give her a round of applause. One time for the effects. Jack on the effects.
Yeah.
That was good. Good cue. Right on cue.
So to feed my curiosity, can I ask you,
yeah,
what is required to do this at that level?
Radio,
like what, man, characteristics do you need?
I say just knowing who you are. You know, it's the biggest gift I have is knowing who I am and loving who I am and being cool with who I am. Like, and having a passion for people. And what I mean by that is I don't just have a passion for people, because my friends will be like, you don't even like people. But because I like to be alone. I'm a bit of a loner. But I think a lot of radio people are loners. We don't really you do radio in a box, like how we're in a box.
Right.
But I do it by myself. Well, I used to for years. I do it by myself. But at the same time, you're talking to hundreds of thousands of people in any given, quarter hour. So a lot of times as radio people, we're people's people, but we're not. So you're like a, what do they say? It's like you're like a, you go into yourself, you're into your own little shell, but you're really like, when people see you, you gotta be, hey, you know, you gotta be cool. So to do this, when I say I have a love for people, I have a genuine love in your happiness. So I think about everybody's happiness when I'm on the microphone. So every time I turn on the mic, I'm thinking somebody's at a job that they don't want to go be at, or they're going or they're coming from a job that they don't want to be at, or they're going to a school they may not want to be at, or they're going through something that they don't feel like going through, but they don't have a choice. But when they turn on Angie Ange, oh, it's lit. The vibe is there. So I'm your energy. And I've always felt like I'm your cheerleader. But I just don't want to physically meet you.
What about those days when you don't want to do it, though? Like, how do you keep that energy when you don't want to stop it? When you're having a guest that you may not want to have. When you're having those rough mornings.
Yeah.
How do you?
It's when I hit on. See, I run my own board, too. So I'm my own engineer. I'm my own producer. I'm my own everything. So you get used to, no matter what's going on in my life, when I hit on, when I see on, you're on. It doesn't matter. I don't care who. I don't care if I didn't want to be here. I could have. You know how long it took? I've been circling this building. Didn't even know where this building was for like 20 minutes, okay? I'm tired. I've been up since 4 a.m. But when I get in here and I know I'm on, it's on. And I'm happy because I love, it must be Angie on the mic. I love being on the microphone. I love talking to people. I love giving and sharing energy with people. It's a genuine, it's just a, I don't know. It's just something I genuinely love to do.
I have to challenge you on that because I watched an interview on The Breakfast Club, Donnell Rollins, I think. They played a joke on him. They basically said Charlamagne and Envy were not here today. And he was... put in a situation where he has the interview with Angela Yee, and you could see
his disappointment,
his energy, just and then the next moment you can see him try to lift himself up and say, okay, we're going to do this and it's going to be good. And you could just, you saw the emotion. I have bad days, and I know sometimes I'm sitting in here and I'm like, I need to give this guest good energy, but it's tough. So there's none of that for you. You can just compartmentalize and make that bad day sit in the back.
Absolutely. I've been doing it for so long. You gotta think, you ever been in a bad mood and then you turn on your favorite song and immediately you're not in a bad mood?
Yes.
Okay, that's me.
With the mic.
Yes.
Okay.
So my it's a natural thing. You gotta if your job is to entertain, or your job, if you're a comedian, Donnell Rawlings, his job is to make people laugh. They don't care what you got going on. They don't care if you're happy or sad or mad. So you, once you understand that that is not about you, then you can be the best you at all times.
And I guess that speaks to doing what you love.
Yes.
Because
it completely has to do with doing
if you're at a job or you're doing something that you don't really want to be doing, it's probably a lot harder to get yourself up.
Yes.
To do it.
You got to love it. That's where the energy comes. That's because my love for this and my love for people always energizes me no matter what the day. The morning show is probably my toughest. It is the toughest day part I've done. Like you said, I did nights. I did overnights. I did night show. I did afternoons. And now I'm doing mornings. Mornings, hands down, is the most difficult because I'm irritated in the morning. I get up in the middle of the night every morning. 4 a.m., my alarm goes off. No matter what I did the night before, my alarm is going off at 4 a.m. Like, after this, I'll probably be in the bed. 7 o'clock, you in the bed. Because you know you got to be up at 4 a.m. Okay, so when I'm up at 4, I am not in the most social of moods. Okay, when I go get my coffee. Now, the coffee helps, but it's still like, okay, I'm show prepping. Now I got to get into the station by about 5:30 at the latest, sometimes 5:15. And I have to sit there and go through all this content, all this BS, bunch of BS, right? Because we're pumped with content every second. Every second you get content. So then in every morning, I got to cipher through all this content and figure out what is necessary or what are people interested in, what do they like. What do they want to hear? And what am I willing to communicate with them, right? So you got to pick that. Then you might have to do some editing because we do a lot of interviews. So I might have to chop up an interview. And I took, we had the girl from Slutty Vegan in Atlanta, this girl, Pinky Cole. Her interview was 30 minutes long. Mm-hmm. We had a 30-minute conversation. She was awesome. But you can't run that on terrestrial radio. You can't run 30 minutes straight. I had to chop 30 minutes down to like 10 minutes. You know, I have to do that. I'm not in the mood to do all that, no 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And then it's 6 o'clock, it's go time. But when you know why your purpose behind it, you know why you're doing it. Once I turn the mic on, all of the irritability, everything kind of goes away. Because at that point, it's this microphone, and I'm thinking about you and you and what you're doing in your car. And I'm thinking about the fact that you're getting ready for school, you're getting ready for work, you're sitting in traffic. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm right next to you. I'm right there with you. So what can I do to make you feel good, make you feel better, make you feel like you're going to have a great day?
Is it typical for a radio personality to do all of those things themselves?
Yes. If you're going to do terrestrial radio. So when you look at a Donnie Simpson and them, Donnie Simpson grew up in did radio in an era where, you know, when radio had a huge budget. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of money in radio before the recession hit and it cut people's revenue in half, more than half, right? We'll get to that. But a Donnie Simpson and them, they come up in an era where they had enough money for you to be the talent. And where Jack is, there was a producer. So Donnie never had to touch buttons. He didn't have to press anything. All he was responsible for was, okay, you're on. Be Donnie Simpson. Angie Ange, in this era, I graduated from Howard in 2006. You are the engineer, the producer, the talent. You are Donnie Simpson. You're Jack. You're the cameraman. You holding your own damn camera. Yeah, we laugh. You do everything. And so if you're an octopus, essentially. So you've got to be able to do multiple things.
And you're live, unlike the podcast recordings live. Most of the people are doing these days.
And you're on. It's like, hit it. So yes, you're controlling, you know, the music. You got to make sure the commercials are running. And so I do all of it, all at one time.
That's impressive.
And I love that. You know, I love that. It's fun.
I was listening to Oprah. Everybody knows in here. I listen to a lot of Oprah.
High five to Oprah. I love Auntie Oprah.
She was talking about, so she has a master class on her podcast right mm-hmm. now. She's talking about her career and getting into talk show host and realizing her intention for, you know, being on the air. She wanted to essentially educate everyone that was listening.
Right.
When you're on the air, do you have an intention for your show? What do you want your listeners to leave with?
Always. That's why we do Working Woman Wednesday. Every Wednesday we have a different woman on who's on her grind, on her hustle in different ways, whether she's an entrepreneur or she's worked her way up in the corporate ladder or she's created something. We have one lady, she's like a nuclear scientist, you know. She handles, she talks, and she was like the first of her kind, went to FAMU. Didn't like math, but ended up in like nuclear studies or what have you. Yeah. She was awesome. We've had, you know, the young lady named Hope. She opened up the first marijuana dispensary from a black woman. She talked about how she did her thing. Again, recently we had Pinky Cole who did Slutty Vegan. We had another young lady created a book subscription box. Shannon Taylor, she made a book subscription box. So every Wednesday we salute working women because I believe as women, we're always, especially black women, we're always at the bottom of the bottom when it comes to this stuff. And so being able to acknowledge that every Wednesday, celebrate you, make you feel good, and also give another story of another woman who you can relate to, that's been through some things, and she's successful. We do that every Wednesday. I just finished Building Black. Building Black was the theme for the month of February. So we brought on different businesses that you may not even know are black owned, but that you need to get familiar with. Because a lot of times our audience, we may want to support black business, but we don't always know where they at. You may want to support or wear all black. I don't know if you saw the Killer Mike, his thing on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger. What is it, trigger warning?
I think it's trigger warning.
Yeah. Something like that. I was watching it in the first episode. He tries to do everything all black. Everything is like buying black, and he can't do it. You know, he couldn't even because the bed isn't, you know, it wasn't from a black maker, all these other things. So he ended up sleeping on a bench.
I saw somewhere what's that black dating site? But anyways, it's owned by a white person.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Black people meet.
All right.
Black people meet. Oh my god! I can't even use that. No, but I mean, hey, listen, it's business at the end of the day. And if there's business in black love, and he figured it out. You know, learn from that and create your, and create something else, because what you do have is a black experience that he may not. But business is business at the end of the day. People looking at dollars, and if they see how they can do it, or he may have had a black niece or somebody that he knew that said, yo, you should create this. And he may have had the finances or whatever to create it. I don't know the story behind it. I have to look. But, you know, yeah, I mean, listen, my show today, for instance, right, and what's popping, we were talking about Jordan Wood that then got caught up in this Kardashian right. stuff, right? She's going to be on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and right. them, right? Okay. And that's on Facebook. Okay. The show's on Facebook. Then Deja also said that Will Smith, he's got a show now that's going to be on Facebook.
Right.
And my thing to them was, like, we sitting here talking about all this drama and juice and tea. How many of us are invested in Facebook? Facebook right now is at 162 a stock. It's actually down compared to where it was. So it's actually on a, it's on, it's been, it's red right now. Now, after every, what you think about to happen when they report numbers, because everybody and their mother is about to be watching Red Table Talk for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And so we sit, those are the ways that I inject information, right, is to get to learn or get exposure to these things, because we could do that just in having conversation. We sitting here talking, going back and forth about Jordan Wood, who got Facebook stock, because it's about to go up.
Right.
I guarantee it. come, and granted, it's high, so that's why I say, I don't say just go buy that stock, but I'm just letting you know, if we're going to sit here and consume all this stuff and be into all this stuff, you better learn the business behind it if you really want to get money, because that's the that's where we lack as a people. We consume, we promote, we excel, but we never know the business behind any of this. We sitting here, we love to be on the microphone, but don't nobody want to invest in building something like this.
Right.
So you end up having to rent it forever or utilize it on some lower level, because somebody else who understands business of it will say, you know what, all y'all want to sit and talk all day? I'll build it for my man Jack. And what? Look at Jack. And I love Jack, cool as a mug, but guess what? Jack realized he sees business. He's not sitting here saying, I need to be the star. He back there running the board, hitting drops and all that, and building an empire off of people that all we want to do, we just want to be heard. But guess who knows the business of wanting to be heard?
Oh, you're giving me too much credit.
I'm just, well, did I hype you, Jack? I gave you too much. Right. But Jack got the right idea. You know what I mean? But he's thinking different. And so he's creating this platform for all of us to be here voicing our opinions and all of those things. So that's a long way of me saying that's how I educate people, is in perspective. So you can educate your audience with perspective. You can educate your audience with certain features and interviews. And that's what I do on the morning show, with a mix of, like, what I know you want, some of the mindless stuff, right? Like, we got cuff cards or, you know, things where it's just like relationship questions that you can have more fun with. But sometimes I'm a very serious person, and that's the thing. Like,
obviously, man, passionate.
Yeah, I'm a passionate, but I'm a very passionate. I'm a very serious person.
So you didn't just come to this. This is something you grew into, this way of thinking and your ideas for the show and your motivation and all those things. And you've also grown in radio, right? You started as an intern. Can you take us through your growth in the radio?
Yeah, when I was at Howard, I had a semester left. I'll take you to my freshman year. My freshman year at Howard, I knew I wanted to do radio. It was either radio or TV. Ananda Lewis was the face of BET. Like, everybody would say, you're going to be the next Ananda Lewis.
Summit was on.
Oh, yeah.
That, right?
I mean, Teen Summit, we grew up on that. So I'm thinking that's something to do. And I would love Tigger. Grew up listening to Tigger Live Squad. So I'm thinking that's what I want to do. Either I was going to be on BET or I'm going to be Tigger.
BET was in D.C. at the time.
And BET was still in D.C. They hadn't yet left to New York. And this was like right before 106 and Parker, right around the time you start seeing Free and AJ and them. So I'm thinking TV or radio. At the time, I'm wanting to be on PGC. I grew up, you know, when you grow up here, you listen to all the big wigs, but PGC was like, it was the home team. It was very local, or at least it felt very like, you know, these talents, they're from here. Even though Tigger was from New York, I didn't even know for the longest Tigger was from New York, but he had gone
Co-op
to University
City.
Of Maryland. Yeah, he had gone to Maryland, and they had him in the go-go. So you think he wanna, you know, I'm thinking he one of us. Anyway, so I'm trying to get to PGC. I had an aunt, because my family, all my family's from D.C., so everybody know everybody here. my aunt knew the girl that was like that could give me an internship. Her name was Majima. Majima is now with Spotify. I think she's like a big head of Spotify. Never got a chance to meet her, but my aunt knew her mother. And so I get an interview opportunity. I'm 18, freshman. This is my big shot. I had never been to PGC before, though. And this was before, this is when you had the Nokia phone, so you didn't have no navigation. So this is when you printing out 10 pages for MapQuest. Okay, so I had MapQuest PGC, put it in my, but printed out all them pages, and I got lost. Because, you know, MapQuest will be like in 0.4 miles, turn this, I don't know, like, who knows that, right? So I'm on MapQuest, I get lost trying to get to PGC, and I missed the interview. Mm-hmm. And I didn't call them or anything. I just pulled over and cried. And I cried because I thought that was like my one chance. And I had missed my one chance. And I had ruined my relationship. And I was never going to be on the radio. I cried. And I go back to school. And next thing I know, I got involved in the student station, WHBC. Then I started hosting stuff, started hosting parties. Because the DJs like my voice, which I didn't know this was a cool radio voice. I never knew any of that till they start saying, yo, you got a cool voice. Before, my voice was just weird, you know. Now it's like, oh, that's a dope voice. You should do this, you do. So I'm doing parties for fun. And I just kind of got back to focusing on at Howard. I built a following at Howard. I built community at Howard. People was with me. My last year, I needed an internship, and I'm trying to go to KISS. So I'm trying my hardest to go 93.9. I'm like, man, I know I can get a job over there. Everybody at PGC, they don't go nowhere. Kids, they was firing people, hiring people. New night show every couple years. You had Zulu one minute. You had Two-Face the next minute. You know, they didn't have a lot of consistency. So I'm thinking, if I can get over there, I know I can get on. So Two-Face was the night jock at the time. And Two-Face met me in a club. We were really cool. He thought I was talented. He said, send me your stuff. I want to get you on. Two-Face kept trying to get me on. They ain't have it together over there. So then I had a DJ, DJ Dub Wise, at WHBC, but he was working at PGC. Dub Wise like, Ange, give me your stuff. I'm going to take it up here. Come to PGC. I said, man, I ain't going up there. They're not going to hire me, you know. Give him my stuff. I meet this lady named Talia, young girl named Talia, do the interview, and she was like, you got it. I'm like, what? Cool. She was like, and I think that you really want to do this because you can see the passion. So she said, I'm going to put you on with Ademu. Ademu did the afternoons, 2 to 6. So I said, cool. So I work with Ademu my last semester at Howard. After that, I worked really hard. They put me on part-time. And I did part-time, and I started working with the home team, Flex and Rain. And they took me under their wing. Flex taught me the game, because that's when you got to start learning the business. That's when it goes from wanting to be on the air to understanding the politics. There's a lot of politics in radio. People have to like you. And I ain't just talking about these people that listen. The people in the building, the program director has to like you, has to believe in you. You could be great, but if the program director don't like your voice, you don't got a shot, because they hire you. So you could be talented. You can have a following. You have all kinds of stuff. If the PD don't like you, you don't have a job. So you start learning the politics. Got that. Next thing I know, a year later, KYS called me to do the night show. And I went from, again, part-time, producing Flex and Rain show, to moving to 93.9. And then it was me and Quicksilver. So me and Quick start together, 6 to 10. Quick left after 2 years. He wanted to really push his DJing thing. I was like, thank you, because he knew I just wanted to be me. And that was why, like, him and I to this day have a great relationship, because when we both started, I knew what he wanted to do as a DJ. He knew what I wanted to do as Angie Ange. And so after 2 years, he was in position, and that put me in position. Then I had to fight to be just Angie Ange, because nobody wants a woman to be by herself. God forbid a woman speak without a man. It's like the end of the world. So I had to fight to be Angie Ange. Ratings proved themselves. I go from nights to afternoons, and now we're here in the morning.
Which is the pinnacle, right?
Technically it is. But you know what? I was happy in afternoon. Your two major day parts are morning show and afternoon drive. Mornings has the prestige. Afternoon still has volume, though. So, like, my afternoon numbers are so big. That's why I twerk something Tuesday, all that stuff. What we do at 5 o'clock, that stuff is so big, so much volume, so many people listening. So, mornings and afternoons, those are the heavy hitters. But mornings is technically the anchor, that's the face, and that has the prestige. So this is, yes, this is technically the pinnacle, but I was real cool. I was very happy in Afternoon Drive.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Window Seat. We have an all-star with us today. I'm going to say that again because it's important to me. And she's talking about her experience, Angie Ange, talking about her experience on the radio. I'm curious, was it harder learning the politics side, or was there something that, did this come naturally to you from jump, or?
No, I had to learn. I just had a great teacher. You know, DJ Flex was a great teacher. So he had been, he's been in radio forever. He started PGC. I mean, like, he literally, when before it was him and Steph Lover were like, you know, when it was like an AM station before it turned to 95.5.
Wow.
So Flex is like the OG, OG. I couldn't have asked for a greater teacher. So he, you know, I was so passionate that like I could take what he told me and utilize it. You got to be a student of this. Everybody want to be a star, but who's going to really study the game, study what you're doing, study the craft, and then not just study it, but will you master it? And so that did not come natural. I assumed if I worked hard and I was good that I should be in position. That's not the case. You have to be in the right people's face. They got to see you and they got to think you're good. That's the difference. Position. So Flex showed me how to be in position and how to not take things personal and how to understand politics and how to understand that, you know, even when like they would try to get me a co-host after Quick left at night and I kept saying, well, I want to do the show by myself. The politics, a lot of people would have just cursed everybody out. Man, forget this. I'm doing it. You know, you get upset because you're mad because you're passionate. You love what you do. Nah, man, you got to play the game. So you know what? I did it. You want, okay, who we auditioning with? Who, what man you want today? But I continued to say, I want to do this show by myself. And it wasn't until I went heavy in the street. I went to every football game, basketball game. I tell everybody who I am. It must be Angie on the mic. I'm pushing that, pushing that, pushing that. Then when the numbers start to show that, well, Angie's good without anybody. Well, then they left me alone. But you can't just go off and be upset and go off on people or be disrespectful because you're not happy with what's been presented. And you can't, don't let them tell you what you're about to do. Like sometimes you just got to be like, oh, okay. And then do what you have control of.
Until you can move it. Because I feel like I do that with my boss all the time. He's telling me what I'm about to do. And I'm like, nah.
And you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Nah, I'm not going. But you're not going to sit there and tell him that either.
Yeah, I'm not disrespectful.
Exactly. If he's the boss and that's what they think that is about to happen with you, fine. Sometimes you got to be like, I disagree, but okay. Now, that doesn't mean you don't make it known what it is that you want. But sometimes if they got their vision for whatever reason, it's not always a personal thing. They just have their vision. Sometimes you got role and then you handle business on the side. What do you have control over? Focus on that. But it doesn't come easy. Like it's a wax on, wax off.
You talked about representation to me a little bit when you were talking about women on Wednesdays and just you being on the radio. I think that represents a lot for people. I've asked young black girls what their favorite movies are, and it's funny to me because I almost always hear strong woman leads or a black woman, and it'd be like the movies that they wouldn't even be on my radar because I'm not part of that awareness. If you had to talk to somebody who's following your lead as a woman trying to do what you've done, what would you tell them?
It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy, but it's worth it. You know, that's part of why I told them that I would not do the morning show if it's not going to be called the Angie Ange Morning Show.
Get him.
Yeah, I had to do that. I had to do that, though, because everybody I looked up to in radio was a man. Tom Joyner, he's the fly jock. Donnie Simpson, Russ Parr. The only real woman lead that I could relate to was Angie Martinez, who does afternoons in New York. I loved her growing up because, like, it must be Angie on the mic. I took that when I was, like, in high school from her song, Ladies Night. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I used to run that one part over and over again. That's why when I went to college, I would use It Must Be Angie on the mic because that was my ode to her. Because I loved that the voice of New York was this woman. And no one said anything about it. It wasn't a big deal. It just was what it was. She wasn't the woman voice of New York. She's not the woman person. No, she's just, that's the voice of New York.
Right.
Because she's that good. And so part of why the morning show is called the Angie Ange Morning Show is because I know there's a woman that needs to see it, that needs to hear it, that needs to know that a woman can lead a show. Because I didn't know, you know, and I didn't see it. And I had to go outside of the DMV. I had to go outside of my home to find a strong woman. The other woman that I look up to was like an Olivia Fox, who was with Russ Parr. Steph Lover, I thought was very strong. And Rain, like, I loved them. But within each scenario, there was this man. Like, and that's cool. It's not like, you know, you don't like the man. But where is she by herself? Why can't she just be her without the compliment of him?
Right.
And so to any young woman that looks at what I'm doing, good. Let me be that example. And then you go and find how you want to build it. You know, because again, I looked at Angie Martinez. I said, cool. I know it's possible. All you need to know sometimes that it's possible. Now, I didn't see it in the morning. The only girl I really knew about, like, for mornings was, like, a star. Miss Jones in New York. Again, it was, like, New York is where I would see these women, strong women leads. Even Afternoon Drive. We didn't have women doing Afternoon Drive in the DMV. No. Name one.
The only one I remember is the Home Team, but that wasn't
and
a
they
woman
wasn't
by
afternoons.
Herself. It wasn't?
No, Home Team is nights. They moved to afternoons eventually. But Flex and Rain was the night show. I produced it, 6 to 10. Moved them to the afternoon after me and Quick was, like, doing it, and I was moving, like, you know, because I was super young and moving. So eventually they moved both of them to the afternoon, and Rain left.
What about Live Squad?
That was night show. Live Squad was never too. Afternoon, 6 to 10.
Okay, so
that was nights.
We're close to being up on our time.
Mm-hmm.
But you do talk with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, what are you passionate about? There's young women. I feel like I'm asking the same question again.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of radio, I don't know.
What excites you?
Yeah, what excites me outside? Where I'm at now is I'm in a place. So I'm going to be 35 in August.
Young lady.
I know. Thank you. I always get excited when I still get carded, right? But I'm in a space now where I want to be the platform creator. I've really, you know, I was never into being the star or being, like, the face and all that. I just love radio. Like, I never have wanted or craved everybody knowing who I am or everybody wanting to. I'm not into any of that. What I do love is the idea that now I'm in a position where if I do things right, I can create a platform for the next person, i.e. Lil Bacon Bear. Like, again, I hear Lil Bacon Bear, I'd be so proud of her because I know, again, I had to fight to be Angie Ange at night. When Lil Bacon Bear came in, wasn't no questions. You know why there's no questions? Because there was a woman that did it. Once you do it and it worked, they don't sit there and ask, can a woman sit on this radio by herself at night? They don't ask it again. I love that. So what I realize is that the things that I'm doing is putting me in a position to hopefully create a platform. So I want to be Jack. That is what I'm interested in. I want to build a platform for you. I want to build a platform for whoever is the next voice and face and superstar that loves music, radio, art the way I do. So outside of here, like, that's what I look at. I love going to model homes. I'm really into real estate, and I love to see when, like, the way they converted this place. What
used
was
to be
it?
A church.
Beautiful.
A church. They turned a church into a hotel. I'm always fascinated by that type of stuff. So for fun, and then I love my dad is a financial advisor, and my aunt, she's a financial advisor, and she has her own financial advising business. So I was always into money. I always wanted to know, how can I get rich? Like, that's all I would ask. Like, how I get rich? And my aunt would teach me about investments. So I've been investing since I started in radio. And now today, 10, 11 years later, I see the fruits of the labor. No, I wouldn't call, what do you call rich? You know, rich to one person is rich to another. No, rich to one is poor to the next. So I can't yeah, speak.
That's the humble way of saying
I'm rich in life, rich in blessings, rich in full. I'm rich because I get to keep doing something I love with people I love. So outside of that, for fun, I read more books about how to get more money and how to do smarter things with my money and how to invest in creating platforms, because I want to see people like your photographer here. I want to build the studio that he does pictures out of, you know. I want to create that. I want to be like what Tyler Perry did in Atlanta, how he built a studio that allows so many people now to have jobs, whether it's in production, acting, whatever, extras, whatever. That's what I want to do.
I think I can confidently say that you are doing that. I think
you think so? I don't have
you don't have this, but the example that you've set in DC, I think that hearing about the things that you've done, starting as an intern, the things that you've learned, the sacrifices that you've made, you're setting the foundation, you're setting the groundwork for doing that, and you're setting an example, which is great. We're so thankful that you took the time to come on and be with us.
Thank you for inviting me. This is super cool.
I have to piggyback, and I know we got to get out of here because we got another show following up, but okay. I want to say that you brought energy into this studio. See? So
and
if you're bringing that energy into whatever you're doing next, we can see the future. It's just going to happen.
Thank you. And you see, I did that, and I'm tired as hell. Yeah. All I want to do is go to bed.
Angie Engine here makes this space feel official. Yeah. Hey. You know what I mean? Like, that's real talk.
Thank you, Jack. Wait,
can I get these compliments when I come?
Thank you, Jack.
Real talk, though, yeah.
No, thank you, because I respect what you're doing, and I love what you're doing. And this is official. This is dope. And this is giving so many people an opportunity, you know, to speak or to bring something to people that have the same interest. That's awesome.
Can you tell everybody how they can hear you or follow you? Or
man, catch me on 93.9 WKYS, Angie Ange in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can follow me on Instagram as Go Angie, all one word, GOANGIE. I call everything Go Angie just because, like, it's my little motivation for myself. It's like, Go Angie, you can do it. So Go Angie on Instagram, and then Angie Ange AM is our morning show page, which has, like, all the fun stuff that we do. Shout out to my folks, DJ Money, Shea Parker, Deja Perez, DJ Analyze. Those are my people. And that's the other thing. You know, I haven't quite built this out like Jack has. I don't have this, but I did with the morning show put my folks in position to get checks. And that makes me happy, too, is that I got people in place that are able to get a check to do what I love, you know, and do it with me. That means a lot to me as well. So yeah, follow me, follow my journey. I got a long way to go. Mornings is tough, so give me a good word to keep me going so I don't walk out of the building one day and say I'm sick of it. I'm coming with Jack. I'm over here. Jack, you need a fellow engineer. You need somebody to produce.
Always.
Okay. Hopefully I don't walk out. I love you, Jack, but I'm not quite ready to walk out.
No,
but hopefully I don't walk out of the station one day and just say I'm never coming back. So keep me encouraged. I'm gonna do my best to keep y'all encouraged in the morning and get you to work.
We need that.
Thank you, everyone, right, for listening.
You know, we need a station drop from you too, because we can't let you leave without
that. Listen, whatever drops you need, give me the drops.
Full service radio. Say you listening to full service radio. It's Angie Angie. You listening to full service radio.
What's happening? It's Angie Angie. You're listening to full service radio. Let's get it.
Yes.
Is that cool?
That's good.
You want me to do another? Can I do one more?
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening? It's your royal hypeness, Angie Ange, 93.9 WKYS is my station right here in Washington, D.C. Angie Ange Morning Show, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Damn, see, that's how it's
done. Yeah, I got a lot of
love. That's how it's done.
Off the top.
Wait, we shot out window seat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, one more. Here we go, 3, 2, 1. What's happening? It's your royal hypeness, Angie Ange, 93.9 WKYS is the station right here in Washington, D.C. Catch me in the mornings on the Angie Ange Morning Show. But right now, you taking a window seat. We in the window seat. It's the window seat. Is that cool?
That's perfect.
I gave you three different
One more versions. Bomb on that one. Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. See, that's three different versions. So if your editing game is tight, you can switch it up. Is that cool?
It's perfect. All right, everyone. Okay. Thank you for listening. Wait.
Hey, come on now. People don't understand. This is an important song right here. Just get that one part. Listen.
This lady's night, what? Must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L Stike. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is...
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.